From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to me Ahmad Faisal in English program. Hopefully you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia pushes parliamentarians to fight against corruption and recovery of stolen assets. Indonesia's targets being general champion in Asian Para Games 2022. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Chairman of Parliamentary Corporation of the Indonesian House of Representatives DPR, Fadlizon, push the role of parliamentarians in the world to fight against corruption and recovery of stolen assets. In a panel discussions on the international cooperation to investigate corruptions and recovery of stolen assets Tuesday in Nusa Dua Bali, Fadlizon affirmed that the involvement of parliamentarians in such movement is needed not only to ensure punishment for the corruptors, but also to encourage the recovery of stolen assets that sometimes has an obstacle to do. According to Fadlizon, the international mechanism to investigate corruption needs a stronger mechanism so that assets recovery will be effective. Fadlizon further stated that the efforts to investigate corruption is often constrained with stolen assets recovery mechanism abroad. This challenge is an opportunity for parliamentarians to fully support the action.
First, parliaments can introduce new measures, principles, or legislative reform to support asset recovery measures. This includes the application of non-conviction base NCB asset forfeiture. Second, parliaments should provide a sound legal basis for a wide range of types of mutual legal assistance, MLA.
Furthermore, Fadli remarked that the involvement of parliamentarians can push political parties to enhance political commitment to restore stolen assets. Therefore, parliamentarians can develop a national monitoring system on stolen assets process to the origin countries.
And third, enhance political will and commitment to recover the stolen assets, cooperate across party lines and mobilize support. And fourth, develop a national monitoring system on the recovery process and the use of funds repatriated to their country. So they can also establish a task force or specialized working group within the legislative body to support the asset recovery mechanism.
Indonesia called for a strategic and meaningful involvement of parliamentarians in anti-corruption and stolen assets recovery. They must take part actively and take more strategic steps, and they are equipped with proper tools to cope with the issue. Indonesia aims to emerge as the general champion at the 2022 Asian Para Games to be held in Central Java in July 2022. This was stated by Chairman of the National Paralympic Committee, NPC Indonesia, Seni Marbun, after attending the 2022 Asian Para Games Preparation Limited Meeting with the President Joko Widodo at the Presidential Palace on Tuesday. The Asian Para Games 2022 will contest 14 sport branches which are para-athletics, para-swimming, para-badminton, para-powerlifting, para-table tennis, para-chess, CP football, blind judo, boccia, sitting volleyball, goalball, wheelchair tennis, para-archery, and wheelchair basketball. Indonesia replaces Vietnam that will only hold the SEA Games in May 2022. Minister of Communication and Informatics Jenny J. Plate during a working meeting on Tuesday outlined six strategic directions within 2021-2024 Digital Indonesia Roadmap that have become the government's priority in expediting digital transformation. At least 100 main initiatives within 10 priority sectors have been mapped out within the roadmap to realize inclusive digital transformation. These sectors comprise digital transformation in tourism, digital trade, digital finance service, digital media and entertainment, digital agriculture and fishery. They also include digital real estates and city, digital education, digital health, industry digitalizations, and government institution digitalization. Let's move on to the international news. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida is likely to order an additional economic stimulus package by the end of March to cushion the impact of rising prices of oil and other goods on the economy, Yomiuri newspaper said on Wednesday. The move would follow Tuesday's parliamentary approval of a record $900 billion state budget for the fiscal year 2022. The size of the extra package is to be determined after scrutinizing necessary measures to counter the effect of soaring costs, Yomiuri reported without citing sources. Russia traded acquisitions with the United States and Britain and the United Nations on Tuesday over the possibility of a chemical weapons attack in Ukraine, but none produced any evidence to back their concerns. The comments were made by diplomats to reporters after Russia has raised the issues of an ammonia leak in Ukraine's besieged northeastern city of Sumy, blaming Ukrainian radical nationalist groups during a closed-door UN Security Council meeting. The acquisitions was rejected by Britain and the United States. Russia's Deputy UN Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky said Russian troops have never planned or carried out strikes against any Ukrainian facilities where toxic substances are stored or produced. Oil prices turned higher on Wednesday, erasing losses from the previous session after industry data shows U.S. crude stocks fall last week, underlining how tight global supplies are amid the hit to Russian output from economic sanctions on Moscow. Supply remains tight. The latest data from the American Petroleum Institute Industry Group showed crude stock fell by 4.3 million barrels for the week ended March 18, according to market sources, which defied analysts' forecasts for an increase. Nine analysts polled by Reuters on average had estimated crude inventories rose by 100,000 barrels in the week to March 18. Asian equities hit 3 weeks highs on Wednesday as cash fleeing tumbling bond markets float back towards big tech and other beaten-up sectors, while the Ukraine conflict's potential to further hit supplies kept oil and commodity prices high. Bond markets extended their retreat as investors braced for the Federal Reserve to take an even more aggressive approach to taming inflation. 2 year Treasury yields are up 76 basis points in March, and 10-year yields are up almost 60 basis to 2.4154%, the highest since 2019. In currency markets, analysts saw little hope for a reversal in yen's fortunes as the policy gap between Japan and the rest of the world was widening and high energy prices were taking a toll on the country's trade balance. Listening now, let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on China trains 600 Indonesian vocational school teachers. The Chinese government gave online training to 600 teaching staff from various vocational schools across Indonesia. The education and culture attaché of the Indonesian embassy, KBRI in Beijing, Yaya Sutaria, on Sunday stated this training was the first time this year. The training covers three fields, namely e-commerce, computer network technology, and logistic management. Each field is attended by 200 vocational high school teachers in Indonesia. He also said the training, which has been going since March 14 to 23, is a collaboration among Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology, the Ministry of Education of China, Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, Asian China Center, and the Center for Language Education and Cooperation. Director of the Vocational High School Kemenristek Dikti, Wardani Sugianto, explained that the training is to improve the quality of teachers in preparing vocational education's graduates. The graduates are expected to be not only cognitively reliable, but also skilled and good at leadership and entrepreneurial spirit in the field of information and communication technology. Meanwhile, Trisapto Aji, a teacher of animation and interactive media at the Vocational School of 4 Manokwari, West Papua, who attended the online training, said that the training is very necessary in realizing quality national education. Moreover, Deputy Head of the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, Dino Kusnadi, hopes that the program will continue in the coming years. The Indonesian Embassy in Beijing and the Center for Language Education and Cooperation have facilitated online training programs for educators in Indonesia several times. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. We begin today in history on an event on March 23, 1946, when Bandung Ocean of Fire occurred. The Bandung Sea of Fire incident was a major fire event that occurred in Bandung, West Java, Indonesia on March 23, 1946. Within 7 hours, approximately 200,000 Bandung residents burned their houses, leaving the city for the mountains in the southern area of Bandung. This was done to prevent Allied troops and Dutch Nika soldiers from being able to use the city of Bandung as a strategic military headquarters in the Indonesian War of Independence. ultimatum of the Allied Army so that the Army of the Republic of Indonesia, TRI, as then he at the time left Bandung, encouraged TRI to carry out Scorched Earth operation. Moving on to an event on March 23, 1950, when the World Meteorological Organization, WMO, was formed. WMO is a United Nations agency in the fields of meteorology, operational hydrology, and geophysics, which was founded March 23, 1950. This date was later commemorated as the World Meteorological Day. The purpose of establishing the WMO is to let the world's citizens know about the important contributions of the National Meteorological and Hydrological Service to the safety and well-being of society. To date, the World Meteorological Organization has at least 193 member countries and territories. WMO is headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland. We end today in history on March 23, 1994, when accidents of Aeroflot Flight 593 occurred. The plane crash belonging to the airline Aeroflot Flight 593 occurred on March 23, 1994. The passengers were aircraft Airbus A310304 with registration code FOGQS crashed in the hills of Siberia with a death toll of all passengers and crew totaling 75 people. From the cockpit voice recorder, it was known that the pilot's 15-year-old son, Elder Kudrinsky, controlled the aircraft controls at the start of the incident. He accidentally turned off the autopilot button, so the plane crashed into the mountains.
Kejamkan mata ini, mencoba untuk melupakan segala kenangan indah tentang dirimu, tentang mimpiku. Semakin aku mencoba bayang. Tanpa dirimu, apakah
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Canada had completed the first round of Indonesia-Canada Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or ICASEPA negotiation, in Bandung, West Java on Saturday. The new stage of the two countries' trade relations was held virtually and physically on March the 14th until the 19th, 2022. This comprehensive economic partnership aims to encourage Indonesian product export to North America. In this negotiation, Indonesian delegates were led by Trade Ministry's International Trade Negotiation Director General Jatmiko Briswijaksono as Indonesian negotiation head. Meanwhile, Canadian delegates were led by Associate Assistant Deputy Minister for Trade Policy and Negotiations at Global Affairs Canada Aaron Alexander as the Canadian negotiator head. The official launching of ICASEPA negotiation was held virtually on June 21, 2021, by Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi, along with Canadian Minister for Small Business, Export Promotion and International Trade, Mary Ng. Overall, the ICASEPA negotiation was divided into 17 working groups and 3 expert-level discussions. The working groups discussed goods, services, and digital trade, institutional issues and legal provisions, trade security, customs procedure, intellectual property, and investment. While the expert-level discussion discussed inclusive trade, manpower, and environment, Indonesian delegate Hat Jatmiko said the ICASEPA was aimed to be completed by the end of 2023. Therefore, the negotiators of the two countries were asked to have an inter-session meeting before the second round negotiation and agreed some follow-ups of the first round. Jatmiko Briswijaksono said the ICASEPA negotiation was a real commitment of the two countries. Therefore, trade working group formation was expected to give benefit, increase trade opportunity and investment of Indonesian and Canadian business people. The Trade Ministry's press release mentioned that Indonesia only has one trade agreement with America, namely with Chile in South America. Therefore, the ICASEPA was expected to be the entrance for Indonesian exports to other North America, such as the US and Mexico, considering Canada has a trade agreement with those countries. Besides good market access, this negotiation also aimed to increase Indonesian services trade export, invite foreign investment into Indonesia, and encourage cooperation in priority sectors, including the micro, small, and medium businesses. Total Indonesia-Canada trade in 2021 was $3.1 billion. In that period, Indonesian export to Canada was $1.1 billion, while the import from Canada was $2 billion. The top Indonesian commodity export to Canada in 2021 were natural rubber, jersey, vehicle accessory, tire, and textile footwear. Meanwhile, the main imports from Canada in 2021 were wheat, fertilizer, pulp, soy, and iron ore.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Por favor.
de ketting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Aku memaksa dan terus memaksa ada pelangi. Ada yang lain di senyummu yang membuat lidahku gugup tak bergerak. Ada pelangi di balik matamu dan memaksa diri untuk bilang aku sayang padamu. Aku sayang padamu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Lu Lake is located in Karang Sideman Village, Batu Keliang Utara, Central Lombok Regency. To get to the location, you will need about 2 hours by motor vehicle from Mataram. But the road access is also used for soft trekking to the surrounding hills or other sports, such as mountain biking. You are recommended to bring enough food and drink because there are no food stalls around Lu Lake. Many tourists come to enjoy the beauty of this Lu Lake. Here, you can do various activities besides taking selfies at the location which has been provided along the path to the Blue Lake. One of them is to circle the Blue Lake by using an inflatable boat which has been provided. As the name implies, this blue lake has turquoise water with lush trees around it. The atmosphere is so quiet, we could hear the rustling of leaves and chirping of birds in the distance. Because the location is hidden in the middle of the forest, right at the slope of Mount Rinjani, the air is fresh, typical of the mountainous area. You can sit relaxed around the lake while enjoying the atmosphere that is free from noise and pollution. According to the manager, Blue Lake was formed because of the confluence of two rivers. Therefore, you are recommended to come during the dry season because the color of the lake may no longer be blue but brown because of the mud that has washed away with the water if you come in the rainy season. The facilities available around the lake are toilets, gazebos and benches for resting, parking lots and camping areas. To maintain the comforts and health of tourists, health protocols are also carried out before you enter the Blue Lake area.
Andai rasa itu pergi,
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is still about lingkungan rumah, which means neighborhood. So stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Berapa Kali, which means how many times. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris, his new neighbor. Boris wants to know how many times trash men take garbage from his house.
Kevin, berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah?
3 kali seminggu.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Berapa kali, which means how many times. Seminggu, which means a week. Petugas kebersihan, which means trashman. Mengangkut, which means take. Sampah, which means garbage. Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Which means, how many times a week the trash man take the garbage? Tiga kali, which means 3 times. Tiga kali seminggu, which means 3 times a week. In the dialogue, you listen to a question, berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Which means, how many times a week the trash men take the garbage? In the question, there is an expression, berapa kali, which means, how many times? The question, berapa kali, which means how many times, is used to ask frequency of someone doing something in certain time. For example, berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Which means how many times a week the trash men take the garbage? to give information on the frequency of someone doing something, you can answer like what Kevin says in the dialogue. Here are the other examples to ask and give information on frequency of someone doing something. Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Which means, how many times a week the trash man take the garbage? Tiga kali seminggu. Tiga kali seminggu. Which means, 3 times a week. Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah? Which means, how many times a week the trash man take the garbage? Dua kali seminggu. Dua kali seminggu. Which means, 2 times a week. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kevin, berapa kali seminggu petugas kebersihan mengangkut sampah?
3 kali seminggu.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Tertawa bercanda sumpahmu, sumpahku yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali, kini kau pulang membawa. Kan
kini kau pulang bawa kekasih.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from Central Kalimantan entitled Malauk Manjala. The song Malauk Manjala was composed by Abe Sandan. Malauk Manjala means to catch fish. The song is also known by the title Membesei, which means to row. Like the title, the song Malauk Manjala describes a fisherman who is looking for fish. The fisherman rows until the middle of the lake and fishes.Until the sun sets, he goes home by bringing saluang fish in a basket. The fishing is enough for eating today. Listener, let's listen to the song Malauk Manjala by Daniel Nuhan.
Thank you.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.